welcome to the Sports Lounge. Once again with you here this week, I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Great to be with you, Mike, welcome to our show. You know, as I do, as I'm often known for, I drive around town reading newspapers.
And you prepare for the show.
I've got my notes. I always have my notes. But I'm overwhelmed today by another factor about the Trump press conference.
Oh, boy, he had that conference this week. That was a good one. He went on
the press conference, and he – what, you want to tell it?
No, but I was excited by it this week.
Well,
it was good.
I'm excited by it, and so what happens is that he stands up there, and a guy decides to tell him to take his question. He doesn't want to take his question, and he's so rude and abrasive. He tells him to shut up. I'm not taking it because you are a fake news network.
Fake news.
And that's what this whole thing is boiling down to. And what's going to happen is you're going to see Trump completely refigure the relationship between the White House and the mainstream media.
Did that happen to you as a player? Because you were interviewed many times after the game. What bothered you about when the sports media would come towards you?
No. I got along very well with the sports media. I knew a lot of guys personally, and I tried to make their job easier because you have to make it easier.
Did they quote you accurately when they would come in and talk to you?
For the most part, yes. I'll tell you a brief little story. You know, I gave criticism in Atlanta one day to after a Falcon game. You know, we lost the game, and the next thing you know, we're on an airplane, and I tell these guys, I said, you know, you guys get to go to the games, you get to eat free, you get to be in the hotel for free, you get access to everybody, you go see the game for 3 hours, go to the halftime, get hammered. Make your notes and have your lunch, free lunch, and then you come back and watch the rest of the game. Then at the end of the game, you hit the press elevator, and you go all the way down to the locker room, and you ask the players what happened. And then when you're told what happened, you don't print it.
So sometimes they don't print what you say
to them. Well, they take half of it, yeah. or they don't take any of it. And you wind up, you ask yourself, hey, listen, I'm trying to help you. Well, why don't you take my, say what I told you.
Lots to talk about on the lounge today. That is Fred Dreyer. We're going to have lots to talk about Rosie Grier running for governor and more. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Did you hear Ron Barr's interviews with the biggest names in sports last week? Now there's a way to make sure you never miss hearing from your favorite player. Sign up for the Sports Byline USA podcast and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the greatest names in the game directly to your computer every day, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
We're back. It's the Lounge, the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the legendary All-Pro defensive end. Played for the New York Giants, who lost last weekend. Played for the Rams, who lost the entire season. But he was a winner when he played for those teams, and he was the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I was watching the Giants. I was telling a friend of mine, my neighbor, I was telling him, I said, like, I think the Giants are going to – they have a great chance. I feel
– they had a good defense. Come on,
yeah. I feel as though that they can – that Eli is going to get get hot. And they turn right around, and I forgot about it until the game started when I heard that this jackass Beckham Jr. on the previous Monday took a bunch of his teammates down to Florida for the day, and it was mortifying, to see the results. This guy drops three passes. And he tells
three passes.
And he has the guts. Here's what it is. He has the guts to stand there and tell the press when they ask him, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he says, "Well, I just don't feel that going down there had any effect on me whatsoever."
How about not? There's a fumble, and they're standing around and not even going after the football. I mean, these guys are football players. This is their job. Did you hear a whistle? Anybody hear a whistle? Get on that damn football. They were just outplayed by the Packers. The Pack came in and wiped out those Giants and made them look sick. They actually look worse than the Rams.
Who did?
The Giants.
Not that bad. Not that worse. Okay. Not that worse. Okay. Not that worse.
Okay. All right. I
don't think
I'll
the Rams
that.
Were in a playoff game.
I retract
that. Yeah, you retract that.
Okay.
But that's what you have. You've got players today, and just it's the same syndrome on a much less. Don't get carried away when I say this. On a very different plane, the important value of a teammate sending the message: I'm a key player. I'm going to catch balls for you, and this is going to be a great day for all of us. I'm going to keep my nose to the grindstone and show up. I'm not going to go to Florida. All that was a slap in the face to the team and the organization and the process.
Exactly.
And so what happens? He goes there and he drops. He couldn't catch two touchdown passes?
They were right there, right in his hands, right there.
You catch two touchdown passes. Yeah. Nobody has to ask you about what you did down in Florida.
And then they'll all put the rub on Eli Manning and whatever. Those passes were on the mark. They were there.
They should have been caught, all of them. And this other kid dropped a pass, too. They had like three drop passes that day, three or four.
They didn't recover a fumble. They just sat around looking at it.
They're
asleep. Is that a loose football?
They're just asleep.
That's terrible.
Although I don't know this, and I'm not stipulating that this is what happened.
Okay.
But my instincts tell me when I watch these games, and I watched it by myself. I paid a close attention to these games, and I watched it because it's very difficult. As I've said earlier, it's very difficult with the television coverage today because they're interested in headshots and talking about the social issues of life. They're not going to tell you why, which is my biggest complaint in pro football today, is that they're color commentators, and they're all qualified to be able to do this, but they choose not to do it. They don't realize that the game has a story. Tell the story, and the story of the game is how it unfolds or how it doesn't unfold in favor of one team over the other. So when you watch a game, I try to watch, you know, if you can get through the mindless headshot coverage of this sport. You know, do they have another lens that they could give me closer to Aaron Rodgers' helmet? I mean,
you want to get really.
Just beyond anything.
You want to be right on that.
Nobody tells you anything. They don't. They don't weave a story.
Right.
You know, I told you this before, and I'll go on record again as saying it. I was a pretty good color commentator back in 1981.
You did it for CBS for a season.
And I did it for CBS for like about 12, 13 games.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing was, I learned a great deal in that short period of time that I did it. And I didn't go back to doing it because I went back to acting school. So, but what I did was is that I understood that the game is a story. Two forces coming together. Who does what best? Who does what the worst? How are they exploited? And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to use this replay camera to show you exactly why I believe certain things are going to happen.
Exactly.
And I'm also going to use it to be wrong. If I think that Dallas is going to beat the Cardinals in St. Louis, I'm going to show you why. And if it turns out the other way, then I'm going to show you why through the instant replay of why I'm wrong. And so you don't have that today. You just have a lot of descriptions and a lot of yapping over plays that are going on, and they're talking about the play before or two plays before. And it's confusing. You have a tendency to fall out of the audio of the game, and of course you're just watching the visual, which is what you want to do on television. But if you have a organized storytelling philosophy.
Yeah, I agree with
to
you.
Give people
Howard
it
Cosell
makes the
used
game,
to be that. Howard Cosell was a storyteller.
Yeah, he
the
used to.
The storyline of this game develops, and he'd tell you how things are going, and he'd talk about the plays and how they all meant the same thing, and how this team was executing better than the other team.
Yeah, and they would show it to you.
Yeah,
and they would show it. That's what instant replay was. And when I was doing these color commentatings in '81 for CBS, the my agent. The go between me and the network would tell me, remember, you're telling a story. You know, you're showing a story. You're telling people why it's happening. That's gone today.
Yeah, there's not. John Madden was pretty good at doing some.
John
of that.
Was good.
John was
so
good.
Was what's his name? His play-by-play guy.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Pat Summerall.
Yeah, Pat Summerall was good too. But you're going back to Gifford. Are you talking about Frank Gifford when he was there with him on Monday Night Football?
No, I'm not.
Summerall was pretty good.
Summerall was great. There was some great teams, great individuals. But
Collingsworth and Michaels are pretty good. They do pretty well on that. I like listening.
Yeah,
to them.
I do. I like them.
Yeah.
Both of them have a pleasant
thing. And they tell you a little bit more about the game that they. And I agree with you. I mean, I like Joe Buck, but he's a little.
I don't.
He's a little too dramatic on his stuff. He goes and he whips from one team to the other.
He's announcing everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just talk to me.
Yeah, just talk to me and tell me the game.
Yeah.
So that's the we got some games coming up we're going to cover for this weekend. But it was pretty disappointing because you and I had handicapped those games and we got 3 out of 4. For some reason, we should have thought about that trip that was taken to Florida by the
I'm not going to hang my thing on that as an excuse. I'm not.
No,
I'm
I
not.
Did.
I'm not. I'm not going to do that.
I will.
I'm going to just say
what?
I chose the Giants at Green Bay to win. And I thought that they would win. If you see the way the game opened, had they caught those balls, it could have very well been
a completely different game. Would have been a different storyline for that game.
That's right. But
instead
that's
of three points, a touchdown.
Yeah, but that's not the way it happened, certainly. But I picked them because I had a gut feeling. Now, if I take a look at what's going on here, you know, I'll take a look and I'll go. I think we'll get into it, certainly. But Atlanta over Seahawks, New England over Houston. And Kansas City over Pittsburgh, and The big one we'll talk about is Green Bay at Dallas. Who wins
That's
that game?
That's going to be a good one. I'm going Green Bay in that, but we'll talk about it.
All right.
All right, this is the great lounge get-together, the sports lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, you can get a hold of him on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him because he reads the emails.
Yeah, email him.
FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
We are back in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary, the acting superstar, the American icon, Mr. Fred Dreyer, also one of the greatest sports personalities of our time, the All-Pro defensive end, two safeties in one game. We call him the Sultan, Sultan of Safeties, here with you every week at this time. Glad to have you with us. Big news, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah.
Southern California, there's a city councilman, you know, Vin Scully retired after, what, 67 years of announcing, and
yes,
they want to rename an L.A. freeway after Vinny, after Vin Scully, part of the 110 freeway that passes Dodger Stadium. Right. It's about 2-3 miles there. They want to call it Vin Scully Highway. What do you think about that?
Well, he has a statue, doesn't he? Does he have a statue yet?
At Dodger Stadium, I believe so.
No, not a statue. He doesn't have a statue.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, I don't think he has a statue.
Well, they should do a statue. They've got the, you know, Vin Scully. They got a street named after him going into Dodger Stadium. But this would be the Vin Scully Highway. And I'm thinking maybe they put one of those transmitting wires in the roadway, so as you're tuning your radio in, Vinny's voice would come on and give you warnings on the traffic, you know?
I think it's a great idea. But I think we should start with a a talking statue at Dodger Stadium.
No, talking statue?
Yep. And you walk up and you hit the button, and Vinny talks to you. You got your kids there.
Pull up a chair. Does he tell you there's a chair you can pull up?
And you can, one of his homespun riddles and stories, he talks to families and young kids and fathers and sons and daughters.
I would think it would be good.
That would be a wonderful thing. You know, I told you that I told a friend of ours who's very high up in the Dodger organization.
Ew.
and I said to her, I said to her, I said, what they should have done, Dodgers being they should have made available on a limited basis maybe about a 9-inch tall.
I like it when you talk like this, because then I really want to hear what you're going to say.
Exactly right.
What are you going to tell us? Vince got something good.
If you're driving, pull over.
Pull over and listen to this. A 9-inch tall what?
Yeah, a 9-inch tall bust.
Bust. Okay.
Of Vinny.
Yeah.
And it's a big wooden base.
Yeah.
And it's like a bronze. It's very heavy, very quality stuff.
Yeah.
And inside this mechanism is Vinny's 67 greatest baseball calls.
Now that's a good idea, that you, for 67 years of broadcasting.
67 calls,
yes,
that you can, along with the setting, a little dial, and you just push a little button.
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
And it's Vinny and his beautiful voice.
Voice, yep. Mellifluous voice.
Giving you the greatest calls in 67 moments of Dodger
baseball.
That's
great. I love it. They had something like that at the L.A. County Fair this year. They had great sports moments, and they had Vin Scully, a plaque up there, and they had five or six of Vin's greatest calls, and you could press it and listen to it.
Well, there it is.
That's what it should be in that. You're absolutely
right. But the
Dodgers
themselves,
they could make money on this. Danny Goodman's latest souvenir offer.
Yeah, but this is like a $500 object. This is a
This is a
bronze bust of the guy.
Yeah.
That everything is top notch. I mean,
I agree
great.
With you. This is
a good
idea.
And for $4.99, how many people would buy those things? I would have bought a couple of them.
And I'll tell you this: you, since they no longer have Danny Goodman's latest souvenir offer at Dodger Stadium that Vinny used to talk about, could get a job over
Sultan
this.
Sultan
of Sales, and you could go, here's the Sultan's latest offer. You get 20 black and white photos of your favorite Dodgers for 20 photo pics. You get a Dodger pencil, a Dodger pen, and a $500 Vin Scully talking
statue. They should have
statue.
Sultan. They should have an audio of Sultan telling people in the restaurant behind home plate, you know, move along. Get your stuff and move along. Quit complaining.
That's what they should have. You should,
you've had too much pork.
You shout at people.
Those things. Those are the things they should have me do.
You were at a party with me recently where there was a guy who was kind of out of control, had a lot to drink, and he started getting louder and louder. And every time somebody brought up a topic, this guy started talking about the topic, and he finally quieted down only when you kind of looked at him and said, you've really kind of said it all, haven't you? You've done it all.
No, I told he was getting hammered. And and so I
– Or he was hammered.
And he was – there was some epithets now starting to bubble out. You know, in mixed company.
Yeah.
And finally,
did you say exactly?
I said, hey, Jim, that's about it, isn't it? You're about done.
That's what you said. He said, that's
You're about done, aren't you?
That's about it, isn't it?
Yeah. And he got up and went over to the couch and fell asleep on the couch.
Sultan, you have a way with just sort of looking at someone and imposing your will on them.
No, but what you're doing is you're trying to help the guy,
you did.
Going off the rails, you know. Yeah. So you try to help the guy out. You're not trying to, you know, hurt the guy or anything. He doesn't know. He's hammered. But do you like the idea of me hiring me in voice only? It'll be a cutout. And I'm telling people, you know, move along. Get a fork. You've had too much to drink.
Yeah, too many onions.
Get to a spa. Lose some weight.
You would actually
just
do that.
Just barking out stuff.
All right, we got a quick time here for stations to identify themselves. And once they know who they are, we'll be back talking some football with you here for the big weekend coming up. On the Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We hope you get a chance. We do this show live on Wednesdays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. It replays throughout the weekend for you with our weekend edition here at the Lounge. I mention that because if you happen to catch it when it's done on the Wednesday show, you can tune into crntalk.com and or go to your Roku box, and you can actually see the video here from the studio. And during the breaks, Fred likes to hide behind his microphone. It's just great fun. His head disappears, and there's just a body with a microphone sitting on there. It's a lot of great fun. Now, we got some football coming up here. We should talk a little bit about this now. We got some big games coming up this weekend. You and I handicapped before, so we, if you're listening to the show on our Sunday replay, we'll see if we made fools of ourselves. If not, here we go. Seattle, Atlanta, the big game, the Seattle Seahawks at Atlanta, the Falcons. What do you think, Fred Dreyer?
Well, look, Seattle is very hot and cold in trying to run the ball. They had a good time last weekend. They can run, and then they can't run. So they're inconsistent offensively. I think their strength is certainly defense. But Atlanta is the second offense in the league. I think Atlanta at home, I think they're going to come out, and they're just going to steamroll. I think Atlanta Falcons are going to win by 7 to 10 points.
You think Atlanta's going to kill them, right?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
And I, on the other hand, I'm going to look at this right now and see Atlanta – over the years, Seattle's got such a better defense than Atlanta. I'm picking Seattle in this game, even though they're on the road. I'm going Seattle.
Okay.
We got Houston, the Texans at the New England Patriots. That is also big Saturday game at 8:15 Eastern time, 5:15 Pacific. What do you think here?
Well, I'm going with the Patriots, certainly.
Yeah, turn out the lights.
Houston. Although they're going to put up a pretty good fight, they don't have a quarterback. They can't do anything offensively. And I don't think – to beat New England, you're going to have to outscore them. And I don't think that Houston can do that.
Yeah, so I'm going the same way with you. I'm going New England. I like New England. I like Belichick. I like what's going on there. It's good. Houston, they had a pretty good defense, but New England's got a much better defense and a much better offense there. Now, the Steelers on Sunday, you got a 1:05 Eastern time game, 10:05 Pacific. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Kansas City Chiefs. This is one you got to think about a little bit here. What do you think? Pittsburgh at the Chiefs.
Pittsburgh's been on a roll. I know, but Kansas City is, they've won like 26 out of 28 games or 9 games.
They were 12-4 on the year, and Pittsburgh was 11-5, so that's pretty good.
And they're playing at home, and I'm going to go with Kansas City. I think defensively they compare with the Steelers, and offensively I think their quarterback is a little bit more mobile. I don't know if a Roethlisberger has got any carryover from the foot injury that he had. Who knows? But I like Kansas City.
I've liked Kansas City all year long. Pittsburgh's on a real roll. This is a tough one to pick. I'm telling you now, and I would say I'm going to go with you and go Kansas City just because. If they're on, they're on. If they're on. But Pittsburgh is on a roll. This is going to be probably the best game. These two games on Sunday are the best games. And then we got Green Bay playing at Dallas, the Cowboys there, back in that playoff picture. What do you think there?
Well, look, let's discuss something here. In all of these games, there's usually one team that suddenly finds it.
Yep.
And they steamroll, whether or not they're on the road, whether or not they're home, or whether or not they're the dog or the favorite. I think that this year's team is Green Bay. And I'll tell you why. I think that Green Bay, they pass block extremely well, as you witnessed against the Giants last week.
Yep.
I think Aaron Rodgers is probably as hot a quarterback as you have. Defensively, they're sound. Dallas is going to try to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage with their linemen. Now, how Green Bay plays defensively is certainly key.
Dallas has got the better defense in this game by over the season,
yeah,
if you looked at it.
That's right.
And they're both pretty much even as far as their offense goes. But
yeah.
I don't know what you think here.
I'm going with Green Bay in the upset.
Yeah, I do too. That's an upset.
Yeah.
We have it there. Now, we should also take a quick peek, if we can. How about that Clemson-Alabama game, the big big championship game? Was that something there, that Lane Kiffin thing? I think that all came down to some problems.
Well, I think the problem was the fact that Clemson ran 99 plays.
And they were something else, weren't they?
They did what they had to do. I picked Clemson in this game.
I picked Clemson also in this
game.
Did you? Yes, I did.
You sure?
Yes, I did. Go on the record. Go play back the show last week. It was Clemson all the way.
I picked Clemson.
It was their team. They lost the year before. They won this year. We got a big rivalry growing between these schools now. And Clemson was right there, and they were very good. This game smacked up. I think the Rose Bowl, though, was a better game between Penn State and USC. That game was incredible.
That game was as good a game as I've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can, you know, both teams got 50 points, and I guess if you can call that a good game, that's fine. Both teams were exploited on defense. But the point is that it was entertaining for people. I think that the Clemson game, whoever had the ball last, it's one of those things.
Yeah, it's because they went right down to the wire, back and forth.
And you know what's funny? When they pulled ahead 28-31.
Yeah.
Alabama pulled it with 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
I said, they're going to lose.
Yeah. And that game went down the same way, too. 1 second left there, and there you go.
Yeah.
Something else. Those are really some good games over there. Now, we should mention here, Fred Dreyer here every week on this show on The Lounge, and you can follow him on Twitter. And his handle there is Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him at Facebook, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. That's where you can get a hold of him there on Facebook. And you can email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Yes, welcome back to The Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The great actor extraordinaire Hunter Lansend, Yeah, the Crisis, Agent X. The list goes on great movies. He is one of the all-time legendary football players and the heroes. The great Fred Dreyer is here. And your former Ram, Roosevelt Greer. Rosie Greer says he wants to run for governor of California. The story is out now. You 2 weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago, told us he called you and told you about this.
Well, the first time is a month ago he called me at home.
And
he just said, I just want you to know I'm running for governor. I said, great, Rosie. He says, the first thing I'm going to do is, that's how he talks. The first thing I'm going to do is bring back the college all-star game with the defending Super Bowl champions.
Oh, wait, so he's going to run for governor of California.
Yeah, the first thing he does.
The first thing he will do is not to, repeal Obamacare or anything. He wants to bring back the all-star game between the college all-stars and the Super Bowl all-stars?
He thinks the sports world is missing out on a great opportunity. It's a great event. I don't disagree, but you're not going to get a bunch of players. You know, that's what happened at the Blue-Gray game and all of these postseason games where there's so much money now that people, they're working out for the combine. So they can go there and impress people. If you put on 5 or 10 pounds and get a second faster, whatever heck that might be, all of that time a player puts in towards his future is greater than sitting in some hotel in Atlanta to play in the Blue-Gray game. Yeah. They don't scout those games. The professional scouts would rather have you, doing all these gymnastics and really working you out, talking to you, interviewing you, have more time with you in order to give you all of that money. That's how the sports changed in that regard.
Well, quoting Rosie Greer, he says, I've spent my life serving my fellow man. I thought I would continue doing that. And he's been a minister, a social activist. After he left professional football, he's worked with the elderly and with gang members. And so he is something else. He would be campaigning against some of the top Democratic candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Boy, what a joke he was in L.A. He's running for governor now. State Treasurer John Chang is running. Mm-hmm. So Rosie's got a tough list. You got Villaraigosa in there, Gavin Newsom, John Chang, and Roosevelt Greer now wants to going to run for governor.
Yeah, no, it's a liberal pile of wood. And there's really nothing going on with these people. And if Rosie's 84 years of age, God bless him. He's really an underdog here. But Rosie, as you see here, he was the one. I remember the image. I mean, if I talked to him, and this is 68 when Robert Kennedy was killed at the Ambassador Hotel in L.A. Rosie was one of the guys that was grabbing Sirhan's leg the gun hand after the shots were fired.
He was right there.
Yeah, he also says that he believes that if he had been a little closer to him that night, he could have saved him.
Wow.
Which is an interesting thing to say. And if you look at the newsreel and the footage that was shot, which wasn't a lot, but it was some, you could see that his presence was felt greatly that night.
Yeah, one of the great guys, Rosie.
Really a
Rosie
great
Greer.
Guy, a terrific guy, and if he can get a little bit of support and get around, that's the other thing. I saw him at a Ram function here.
I saw him with
this
you
summer.
The same
yeah, we saw him at the Coliseum, and he was sitting down a little bit too much for me. So,
And he supported, when he walked by, wondered about his politics, he supported both the presidential bids of Democrat Jimmy Carter and Republican Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, man, he goes towards the character of the person, which I agree with.
Yeah, I do too. People like to label you as Democrat, Republican, whatever. I go towards the person.
Yeah.
And that's why we're having a press conference with you later so you can go out there and tell some people they're fake media. That's really something there.
And, well, some are good. Some dig, some are true to the code of journalistic rules and regulations.
Right.
But for the most part, everything has been politicized to the left. And the crazy thing is that you don't have any conversation whatsoever. And Trump is the one in his fighting back this attack by the leftist press. He's the one that is trying to tell people we've allowed liberalism at the state level, California, at the national level, the Obama, Hillary, Bill Clinton administrations, to run the country, and look where we are. Isn't it time that we turn it over to a businessman who can hire business people and answer those problems and straighten out the problems at a business level? Because after all, the government is a huge company, and it has to be run correctly. It hasn't so far. And if they just give Trump an opportunity to do it, then they'll do it. But the press, you know, they're the bought and paid for hitmen of the politics.
Great press conference this week when Donald Trump says, "I know I'm not going to ask you a question. You're the fake media."
Yeah, and I just love that argument.
Yeah,
that
it's about that somebody called him out.
It's coming from the President of the United States.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be good fun. Looking forward to it. Always ready for change.
Well, that's what killed George Bush, in my view. We can talk about that all until the cows come home. But George W. Bush failed the Republican Party and conservatism by not sticking up for himself.
Yeah. I think it happened to Mitt Romney when he didn't stick up for himself when Candy Crowley took
him
to
task. He was done the day he crowned himself a Mormon.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. It's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back to business in the sports lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Some items of business here. We should talk a little bit about our friend Kurt Gibson. He has got some stories about him. He's going into, what is it, the College Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
Kurt Gibson was announced as a member of the 2017 College Football Hall of Fame class this last Monday. Gibson is, he hit that iconic home run for the Dodgers when he was all beat up and patched together in the 1988 World Series. And he also, people don't know, he played football. Much the same way people don't know you, Fred Dreyer, were an incredible baseball player or a strapping good right-hander.
I would say I had a moment there before my elbow blew out.
You were playing for what? You played for Long Beach, is that right?
Lawndale High School, and then I played American Legion ball and all through the youth football range of levels.
So anyway, the Kurt Gibson also caught 24 career touchdowns as a star receiver at Michigan State. A lot of people don't know that, 1975 through 1978. Yeah. So he's in the College Football Hall of Fame. I think that's good.
I don't remember him as a football player, but at the same time, that's okay too, because I'll take their word for it. He should be in there.
Now, another one of our good friends, Manny Ramirez, has been signed a deal. He's 44 years old, former major leaguer Manny Ramirez, and he is now signed up with the Kochi Fighting Dogs in Japan. And he's in the Shikoku Island League, and he's announced this last Monday that he's on the Kochi Fighting Dogs team, and he's going to be, I don't know where he's playing, but he hasn't played baseball professionally since 2011.
Well, that qualifies him to be a coach now.
Is that what it is
now? Yeah. If you don't play for like 4 or 5 years and you get to be 45, 50 years of age and you're just hanging around, you need something to do, somebody will hire you to stand at first base, like Willie Stargell. I always used to say, you know, You know, great Willie Stargell. I mean, the great power hitter of the 70s.
Yes.
And turns out to be a 300-pound first base coach.
Hey, well, Manny was a coach for the Cubs at AAA Iowa. Maybe he helped them, maybe he helped them with win the World Series or something,
Maybe he did.
And by the way, Manny Ramirez currently on the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time.
Is he?
Yeah. So
now he doesn't have a steroid conversation attached to him.
I don't know. It could be one there. I don't know.
You know, they keep talking about all of this steroid stuff, and nobody wants to listen to what I have to say.
What do you have to say?
And that is this.
Yes.
Every single person who has the numbers.
Yep.
Should be in the Hall of Fame, regardless if they're accused of that or not. You know, there's not a lot of players that have admitted it, and there's not a lot that have been proven to do it.
Right.
There's a lot of hearsay. There's a lot of hearsay about
it. Just like the fake
media. If you can't prove it, you don't see a guy with a needle in his arm or his rear end. If you can't prove that, and if you have to listen to someone's book saying, "Yeah, I shot somebody up in the parking lot before the Angel game," you know, then you got to just discount all this hearsay and let them in. One of the reasons is that the major league owners knew everything that was going on in the steroid era. They knew what was happening. Coaches knew. Trainers knew. The infrastructure knew, managers knew, ownership knew, fans knew. Everybody was in on it. They were all in on it. And the ownership, and I use this as an example, the ownership of the San Francisco Giants at that point in time, you know, all of a sudden they made Barry available.
Barry Bonds, yeah.
They made Barry Bonds available to the press, and the press went in on a couple of players. During that range of time, you know, Big Mac, all these guys like that, not Manny Ramirez, but Sosa, and all these guys, they went in on them because the ownership said, talk to the players, we'll make them available to you, and to keep them from turning their inquisition on ownership. You know, so ownership was very quietly on the outskirts as the press descended down on a couple of players. And so that was all going on, and nobody wants to talk about that. That's what bothers me about it.
You got a lot to say on this. We might want to continue with this.
Well, baseball season's coming up. We have a lot to talk about.
Pitchers and catchers, by the way, just to be official on this, spring training time. Workouts begin in Glendale, Arizona on February 16th, and the full squad gets in on February 21st, so it's just around the corner. By the way,
we're going out there, aren't we?
We have to go out there. We're going this year, I'm telling you right there. By the way, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You can also follow him Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And the big thing is we get a lot of these emails in here, and Fred likes to read them on the show. So send him an email. He's available. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer, yes. DREYER@CRNTalk.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Welcome back. Your final segment on The Lounge, Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the legendary, the acting superstar, Mr. Fred Dreyer. For this. Desi, I just have to get back a couple of things that were sent out to us. She had an email thought for you. And she says, just some thoughts. She says she loves the show. I think Don Coryell deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. This is just long overdue, don't you think? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think it's long overdue. He should have been in there years ago, believe me. He's one of the great minds of football.
He is good over there. Gail Morgan says that a great show as always, and she says she passes this to Palm Springs Paul, who is usually with us in this mm-hmm. final segment. Mm-hmm. She said, Paul, enjoy your new adventure. It will be a hot one, and Fred will send you ice-cold Eagle Spirit water to stay cool.
Eagle Spirit, you got to get it. Go to eaglespirit.com and get your water.
There's Lois Ann Keys has been watching every day on our show and also likes to watch Hunter. And that's on TV.
Oh,
no, it's
beautiful.
On the Icon Network,
yeah,
isn't
beautiful.
It?
Beautiful. God bless you.
There's some good over there. So that's kind of good stuff for us, too. So I'm sort of excited about those emails. You can send them to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. So that's kind of our thoughts. When you were playing football, did you ever have those motivational speakers come in and speak to you to kind of get you going in the locker room and anything in the games?
Not that many, but we did have some. We had most of them at the lower levels, not too many at the pro level.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're a young kid, you know, you're out there for a big game, and it kind of takes the onus off of all the pressure.
Did you ever tell them to knock it off sometimes when they came in there when you get your game face on for the game and they want to motivate you? They don't do it the day of the game.
Well, how you do that, you just start moving around. You start moving in mass toward the door, and he gets the idea to stop talking.
The team just starts to move. You come.
Yeah, and say, okay, we're ready. We're ready to get out of here. You've lost. When you realize you've lost the team, you've got to leave.
You got
to
get out of there.
You have to know when to quit. A man has to know his limitations.
That's it. Now, don't forget, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, Facebook.com,
yes,
/TheRealFredDreyer. And then, of course, email Fred, Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Listen, I'm blessed to have all of you in our lives and to have you tune in every week and to hold on to what we're doing here for the hour. And Mike, I'm blessed to have you too.
I'm blessed with you.
Works for me.
¶¶